Well, hello, weirdos, and may I start by wishing you a happy May the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
If you're listening to it on May the 4th.
I sure hope you
if
are.
If not, May happy May 4th anyway, every day.
I hope
day.
Your May 4th was great.
Happy Star Wars Day every day.
Yes, happy yeah. Star Wars Day. In this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about some Star Wars stuff, things that are happening on May the 4th this year, and then also about some Wonder Woman Funkos that we picked up today. Mm-hmm. Shannon got that she's very, very excited about. They look absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. There's a couple things that I hadn't even known were coming.
And something you picked up, but we'll talk about that afterwards.
Yeah,
too.
We will. Oh, man.
It's so, pretty amazing.
So let's just start with today, this morning, a little bit later in the day. We went out to one of our favorite places, Toy Traders. We had called ahead and got them to put some stuff on hold for us. Mm-hmm. And what are they, Shannon?
My toys.
What are they? What did you get?
I bought 5 different WW84 Funkos, the Wonder Woman 1984 movie that just came out.
Funkos came out. The movie's been delayed.
The movie's been delayed, but the toys are still coming out. I've seen the Dorito bags with it on there.
Yeah.
I bought 4 of them, and 2 I really wanted was gold armor suit. But then she had with the wings, and then I bought the other one that her wings are still on, but they're just down, which is cool. So you didn't have to get both, but why not get both?
It's pretty hard to choose.
They're literally the same head, like the same thing, just different positions, but they're still cool.
But they do look incredibly cool.
They do look very cool. I would love like a giant statue of this.
Yeah, I'm sure.
In the outfit.
I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah. And then I bought 2 other Wonder Womans because I need more Funko Wonder Womans.
Yep.
One where she's flying in her standard outfit, being a badass. And then one where she's using the Lasso of Truth, which is, it's pretty cool because I think it's actually, I feel like, no, it's plastic. I thought it was actual real rope, but it's plastic. But it's very cool. And the last one I got because I haven't been following too much of the Wonder Woman movie stuff because I want to, A, be excited and surprised when I see stuff. But they kind of ruined it when they included Cheetah Girl in the Funko collection. Yeah. So now we know Cheetah is going to be in it. And now I know that Cheetah is going to be played by Kristen Wiig.
That's right.
Which I'm so stoked over. And now I'm excited for the movie. I've always been excited for the movie, but now I'm so excited for the movie because I've sort of had this little passion for Cheetah Girl now, like mm-hmm. all of a sudden in the mm-hmm. past year and a half. And so the fact that she's going to be in this movie, I think they picked the right person. And it's going to be good. I'm so excited.
It's going to be interesting to see. I'm excited about it, too. And I think that, I mean, all we knew about it was going to be set in 1984. Mm-hmm. And they've somehow brought Steve Trevor back into it. So that'll be interesting to see how that works out. And the fact that we knew nothing about Cheetah Girl, and now that we know, I don't know if it takes anything away. I'm equally excited. I'm just excited to see the movie. And I know I can wait. And it'll be hopefully amazing when it finally gets here.
Well, something weird in the trailer with Steve Trevor is that he like has the watch or something, and he's mm-hmm. like doesn't know what a trash can is in the movie. It's like he's traveled in time,
right?
And there was he didn't seem to be very knowledgeable of the standard things in front of you,
right.
So I feel like he's somehow time traveled, but I don't know though. It'll be explained when we see the movie, but
And that's right, because, you know, obviously...
She did time travel in the comic, I thought, from London.
Did she?
From London to the States somewhere. I thought one of the comic books that start off, she traveled that way. But I'm not sure. I have to go and reference it again. But that could be what's happening here. Like, it was with a key.
Okay.
I don't know. I have to go look at my comic again, but, like, that could be the case.
Well, I mean, you literally have got hundreds if not hundreds of issues of comics that mm-hmm. they can be pulling from, right? And I think that with comics there's always little tangents that they do, little separate storylines, and then they reset and they do another thing.
But obviously, time travel would be great.
Absolutely. It solves
a lot
of
Doctor Who of Wonder Woman. But we'll see.
Wonder Woman living so long anyways. And yeah. In the Linda Carter series, when they had Steve Trevor in the first season, and then all of a sudden in second season, it was more modern day. Like, they bumped it up into the present day in the 70s, and mm-hmm. then it was Steve Trevor's grandson.
Yeah.
Being played by the same actor.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of cute, I guess. But it was a way to keep the actor still employed and keep the same character. And he was just playing his own grandson.
That is true.
So we'll see what they do with this movie.
I know. I'm excited. But there's another Funko in this collection. I think I have 5 of them. And there's 3 more I didn't get, which I may still end up getting. Mm-hmm. One is Diana Prince Gala. She's in a white gown. But her pose is interesting.
Looks interesting.
She looks like she's spinning.
Wonder Woman!
Is that going to come back? Is she going to do the spin out of this dress? She literally looks like she's spinning in this Funko figure. So I'm excited if that happens, because I love when she spins, especially in the Linda Carter series where the spin didn't start off so elegantly.
Yeah.
The first time, and then like season 2, her spin was amazing.
Yeah, they started.
They got it. They got it. They figured it out. So I'm excited. And the other one is Steve Trevor, and then the Barbara. What is it? Minerva, who is Cheetah Girl in normal without her leopard prints or cheetah prints and stuff. She's just in regular clothing. Sort of a badass outfit, actually. I wasn't going to get that, but now that I know it's played by
Kristen Wiig,
I'm like, maybe. But I do know I'm going to go back for the gala. Maybe Steve Trevor? We'll see. I haven't decided.
We'll see.
He's wearing a fanny pack in it, which is funny, but I usually just go for the badass stuff.
I personally love what you picked.
Yeah.
You know, you do have the other Funkos from the first movie, mm-hmm. and you bought the one where she has the trench coat and the hat and the glasses mm-hmm. with her sword and her shield.
And I love that
one.
And
that was cute when she was walking out of the
department
store. I want to
cosplay that.
But that's a good moment. Like, even though that wasn't her in her outfit in her most powerful form,
mm-hmm.
it was a great comedy moment. And so I like it. So I'm a little bit less drawn, you're right, to the Steve Trevor with a fanny pack.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you have any Steve Trevor Funkos?
I didn't buy the Steve Trevor from last time either, because it just sort of... my Wonder Woman like display area would just get overwhelmed with extra characters.
Did you have her in the blue dress?
I do have her in the blue dress. But I do want to cosplay her in the coat.
In the overcoat.
Because if we ever go to Comic-Con where there's a door, I want to reenact that as I'm trying to go in.
Right.
To be funny.
Right.
Just for that one thing.
Exactly.
I just got to make a shield. A couple things. But yeah, I'm stoked about this. Even the box they did it on is really cute. I love it. I think this movie's going to be excellent. And the fact that they're showing the Amazonians
mm-hmm.
Being badass again with some kid versions of them.
And so
looks
also
awesome.
This week, I told you the other day, I think it was just yesterday, is that Patty Jenkins is working on a spin-off project, which I think is going to be a movie mm-hmm. about the Amazon women.
That would be amazing.
That's awesome.
You know, it's funny. It can have an opportunity too to bring back what's her name who died. Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
that one, her sister.
Yes.
What the hell's her name?
Can't remember. I'm terrible with
names.
No,
what's her name in real life?
Is it Robin Wright Penn?
Yes, Robin Wright Penn's
or
character.
Robin Wright. She's
the
no
aunt,
longer married
the
to
the
Robin
aunt.
Penn.
They could actually bring her back in that form because they're talking back in history.
And
I don't
it's
know.
Comics, so you can bring anybody back.
I actually think something's coming from this movie too, where they show the Amazonians. Am I saying Amazonians?
I think I would call
when
it
they
that.
When they show them running, mm-hmm. there was a couple kids in the front who were little minis.
Right.
And I was like, that's cool. They can like focus on those younger characters too and how they're going to grow into like a Diana Prince kind of situation.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I just think there's a lot to grow with this show.
Wonder Girl.
Yeah, Wonder Girl. You know what though? Isn't there Wonder Girl? There's like a, you know how they have that, the teen version?
Teens, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm excited. I think this is going to be a fantastic series or movie. It is kind of a movie series. But
it's a movie series. Yeah, they're going to keep bringing them up.
I'm glad they delayed it because I want to see it in theater. I want to sit in a room full of people who are like fans.
Diehards.
And and just cheer it on and see some badass women kick some ass.
Absolutely. So, I want to see it in the theater, and then I want to watch it at home a second time.
We're going to go see it in the theater like 100 times again.
Well, we did go see it four times in the first screening.
And then when I picked those up at Toy Traders, mm-hmm. what did you happen to pick up and remember that just came out?
So I remember seeing this months and months ago, maybe not that long ago, but I guess whatever the New York Comic Con was, that's when it's a toy show. And mm-hmm. is it a Comic Con or is it a New York toy show?
It's a Comic Con. It's New York Comic Con. Okay. Yeah.
I guess it's the first one of the season usually. And so there was a Tom Selleck Magnum PI Funko that I got, which I absolutely love. And so I picked that up. It's just Tom Selleck by himself as Magnum. Mm-hmm. There's no Rick. There's no TC. There's no Higgins.
Has there ever been any of those other characters?
No, this is all new. This is brand new.
They could be coming, though.
They could be.
They want to see how Tom Selleck does.
Yeah.
And then maybe they'll bring, because I would love to get like the two dogs.
Zeus and Apollo?
I want to get them in like a little pack with Higgins together, like a three pack.
I believe I saw, and I might be remembering this wrong, I believe there's a Ferrari with Tom Selleck in it.
His little head sticking out.
And then there was also the Burt Reynolds, and then there was a Burt Reynolds in the Trans Am.
Cannonball Run, right?
No, Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey and the Bandit.
And as much as I love that, I don't love that enough.
You can't get there's so many Funkos we love, we can't possibly get every single one. Like, there's no way. We have to stick to a subject matter.
Yeah.
A couple subjects, and then get those.
Yeah, and we've kind of done that, trimmed down, because, I mean, mm-hmm. like, I love Harry Potter.
I want all the Harry Potter Funkos, but I'm not going to do it because that's going to take over a huge amount of section of our place.
Yes.
Wonder Woman already takes over a lot, and then we have Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
And then you have like your famous duos.
Yeah, I've got that. I've got some music stuff. We've got our Beatles ones, which are some of the earliest Funkos.
I bought the Beatle Funkos when Funko first came out. Yeah. And then this is like one of their first times they did this. And I don't have the boxes anymore, and I don't save boxes because I like to take my toys out of their boxes.
Absolutely, yeah.
They're still worth a bit of money. Mm-hmm. I love those Beatles.
But I don't plan to sell them.
I don't plan to sell them. No. And so we have like those at Michael's, they have the baseball bat cases.
Yeah. Those boxes with the glass on the front that you put a baseball bat in.
Those fit Funkos perfectly. And so you can hang them on the wall and do like 13 inside that one box. And they're black, so they display them beautifully. And so each box on the wall has like a theme. Like, we have one that's just all music stuff, so mm-hmm. you have like the two sets of Sting police, the two those sets, so that's six figures already. Then you have like, we have the Beatles, and then we have the Prince stuff.
Yeah, three Prince Funkos as well.
Yeah, so that's just all music in that one. And then I have a Jim Henson's one. So once those boxes are filled, I don't want to go past that if we can avoid it.
Yeah,
I've already gone past the Wonder Woman one. Buying these today, I had enough for just one box.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be two boxes.
So you're going to have to buy the Steve Treasure to Trevor to fill it out.
Or the other Wonder Woman movies that come out. But, I mean, I am a big fan of Cheetah Girl. And then, so I've already started a mini collection of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've got to be careful. And we collect some other things. Like, we have Jaws. The Jaws Funko sets.
The Jaws
sets.
Funkos are killer.
But we try to keep it.
And it doesn't, I mean, we do have shelving too, which we just put some of these ones on. Mm-hmm. And we have to reorganize it because we're sort of been redoing that room, and we're going to be painting that room. So mm-hmm. there's a million things that we need to do before they get set up.
I have like a giant movie poster of the first Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah.
That it's actual, a movie poster where it's, you flip it and the other side is reverse
image,
if you put
so
light
that,
through it. Yeah. I have a frame I want to get for it, but I have to wait because I want to get it on amazon.com, and I can't order that until we are able to cross the border again.
Right.
But you can add lights to the back of it and it lights it up, and I think it would look really cool.
It would look incredible. I'm sure.
Yeah. And I love this poster, And they can't, I love the new poster art too. And what am I supposed to do with that? And can I get a smaller version? Because this is like a massive, I can't do two.
You know what? You've put it as the desktop on your new iMac, and that's great. And that's lit up, and that looks awesome.
It's so cool. That gold armor though, man. Yeah, that gold armor is badass.
I can't wait to see it. It's so cool. Everything does look so badass. And I think that's what I really drew me to Gal Gadot. And I'm going to say Gadot because Gadot? I've been saying Gal Gadot for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. But recently in an interview, somebody asked her and she said Gadot. So I'm calling her Gal Gadot then.
Okay. We'll do it.
Laying down the line here.
Just call her Gal.
Gal.
Gal, because we're friends now.
I was just went off on a little rant and I lost focus on what I'm doing.
Just her name.
Oh, just that outfit looks so cool. And I can't wait to see it. I'm so excited to see the movie.
I'm blown away. I can't wait to see cosplayers make this outfit. I feel like, is it Dowen?
Dowen.
Dowen.
Dowen Creative Studios?
Yeah. On Instagram. She does some really kick-ass Wonder Woman costumes. She did the mother.
And yes.
I can see her doing this. Or her little cosplay friend. I can't remember. Yep. Feather something studio? Featherheart?
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, cool.
Something like that. We'll get that right. If you go to her Dowen Creations, you'll see the feather heart or feather something. They kind of work together sometimes.
I'll make she sure did Wonder all of Woman. Those links in the description are there so you can check them out. She did, her work is absolutely incredible.
She did the girl from Dowen Creation did the mother. I can't remember her name right now. Oh, fuck.
Oh, God, it'll come back to me.
Well, you know, the mother and Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
She'd made her costume and I went up to her at Geek Girl Con and was blown away by all the work she did on it.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, she's just been kicking ass on costumes.
She did a wasp outfit. Fuck yeah. Didn't even Disney or Marvel
she worked
for it from her?
Yeah. She worked with them to do like a mini YouTube series, I think. And then,
but she gave up that costume so it can be around.
She gave up the Wonder Woman one.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
The Wasp one, I don't know if she still has or not.
I thought it was the Wasp one that she gave up.
No, she gave up the first one and then she remade.
Okay.
Wait, no, she get no totally wrong at all. She gave up the one from.
Oh, is it with the big headdress thing?
Yes.
The big what character is that? That's
from
the...
that's Ragnarok.
Yeah.
That costume from that,
right.
She did that with the big headdress and stuff. And that was given to the people that make the material she used to make the costume.
Right.
And so they bought it from her to put on display at shows and then she remade it.
Right.
Whether or not she gave the Wasp costume back to Marvel after she made it, I don't think so. She might still have
that
it.
So that was like a collaboration thing.
Yeah, but whether or not she got to keep it, I don't know.
Is that on Disney Plus? Or is it not on Disney Plus? It should
that
be.
That was a YouTube thing.
Okay, maybe.
It was a very short 2-minute video or 3 minutes or under 5 minutes. But it was really cool.
Check her out because her skills are unbelievable.
Yeah. And
really inspiring to see. She's incredible.
Yeah. But anyway, I hope that her or her other cosplay buddy makes these.
I'm sure. I'm surprised they haven't been working on it.
They may be.
I've got my official Magnum PIA shirt, my Hawaiian shirt.
You do?
So that's good. I dressed up as Thomas Magnum a couple of times, so I've got a fondness for Thomas Magnum.
You do, and you had little shorts at one point.
I have worn the
Do you still have
shorts.
The shorts?
I do not.
Oh.
No, because what happened was at one point in my life, I put on more weight and then I outgrew them and then I got rid of them, never thinking that I would be losing any of this weight.
Now I'm going to go find you dad shorts again. Short dad shorts from the 80s.
It's basically Reno 911 shorts.
It is. You need to wear tiny shorts.
Yeah.
Or you just wear jeans.
But now that I'm back down 35 pounds, I might feel comfortable enough in those shorts. Maybe. Wouldn't necessarily be wearing
them
to work.
They're pretty short.
Yeah. But I got nice gams.
Gams. You got sticks.
I
like them. His head actually looks like Magnum or Tom Selleck. So.
Well, in the last, I finally got to wear Magnum on Halloween this past year from work.
Mm.
But the two previous years where I was going to wear it, I got sick both times on fucking Halloween, and it was a little upsetting. And when I wore it this year, it was great because some people got it, mm-hmm. and then there's a couple other people who are just like, yeah, why is Scott wearing a Hawaiian shirt?
Why does he have a mustache? Where'd he get the mustache from?
And there's a couple ladies at work that still occasionally call me Magnum or Thomas.
Well, next time you do it, I can darken your mustache with some brow gel. You could just go in and make it a little bit darker.
I don't know if I'm going to do that at work anymore because I've done it. It's a one-off. I think next year we've got some other plans. Like we talked about getting that Star Wars Stormtrooper helmet.
Yes.
And just doing a suit up with the helmet on.
Yeah, at Toy Traders, they have a Stormtrooper helmet with the red marks on it. Yeah. And I just want it so we can have this helmet for whatever. If you want to wear the helmet, if we have to wear a mask and go out, I'll wear the helmet. No.
Exactly.
But you can wear it with a suit. You can wear it with anything, and it's just funny.
People have done it. I do happen to like the look,
but it looks awesome.
It does look awesome.
But you can wear it with anything. Yeah. Like we could just be funny.
It's good for because I go out on sales calls, and
you're gonna wear it to sales calls.
No, but I mean that gives me the option if there is a sales call that day. I'm not in a costume. I can jump in and out of costume.
Can you imagine if we're still doing video stuff for work?
Yeah.
You can put on a suit and that helmet and answer the call.
I know. Well, we're supposed to. I know.
Oh, and then Fridays, like this Friday, you did a video conference with everybody at your work. It was like a Friday cocktails thing, after work kind of thing.
It's the end of the week.
And you finally figure out how to change your background on
Microsoft Teams.
Yeah. And you did the Millennium Falcon background. But you could change the background. Actually, that background had the TIE Fighters in the window.
Yes.
But you could change the background to something that has to do with Stormtroopers.
Absolutely.
And then have that on the whole time.
Absolutely. And I'm going to 100% do that tomorrow morning.
Because you have to drink still.
Yeah. And if I had the mask. Yeah, 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 yeah. But tomorrow
I really want to go and get it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Store's closed.
Damn it.
But the other thing is too, is that I went to StarWars.com because we were researching a little bit to see what sort of stuff was out for Star Wars Day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And StarWars.com, I haven't been there probably since last year, May the 4th.
Yeah.
And anyways, they've got professional backgrounds, like really nice quality visual art.
Yeah, stop searching the web. Just go there.
Things. So they've got Cloud City. They've got Corsicant. They've got just everything.
Cloud City looks good. And they're high res.
Yeah, they're high-res images. Drop those into your background. Wow everybody tomorrow if you can.
And then only the coolest of nerds will notice it's Cloud City.
And there's Death Star backgrounds. They're just space backgrounds. So it's there. And I think you can use them anytime.
I feel like you should load in Cloud City.
That's what I'm going to do.
And
I've got love for Lando.
I know. And you want me to make you a cape. So you want me to make you the costume so you could be Lando.
I want to wear a cape. Basically, what it comes down to is a cloak and a cape is just a great thing.
Yeah. And there's no, you can be Lando. You don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, I think he'd make a good Lando too.
Yeah.
Does he has a mustache, right?
It's a thin, thin mustache. Okay. He's a sexy man with that mustache, man.
I would like to make that cape because the difficult part will be finding the inside pattern or something close to it. But I have seen stuff close.
Yeah, you've got a beautiful book that shows all the Star Wars costumes. Yeah. And I'm not sure we ever saw the inside of the cloak the movie.
We saw it at Mopop though when they did the Star Wars display.
We saw the real cloak.
No, I just need something piece. I need to find fabric that's at least close to it, and it has to be like that silky kind of, it's like a 70s pattern. What's that pattern?
Like paisley?
Paisley kind of situation. Yeah.
It's very cool. We'll get there one
day. I would love to make Leia bounty hunter for myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot more work though.
Yes, that's a great costume.
That is a great costume. And it's awesome because you don't have to do your hair and put on a wig. You can just
get that mask.
Put it all on.
Right. True. Very true.
And not have to worry about, because when I was doing Chewbacca, I had to do a wig, makeup, and all this other stuff.
It took me a while to get ready.
And then you had to strap me in.
It was great.
It was awesome. But now I have to remake that costume too, mm-hmm. because it's too big.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that also I noticed on StarWars.com is there's a lot of great kid activities that you can do right now, because this year being a little bit probably a different, and I noticed this first. This was my big takeaway from going onto StarWars.com, is that it wasn't, at least from them, it wasn't so much about buying different toys. There was more activities, and there was lots of recipes. And so looking, I think they're obviously not numb to the idea of what the situation is right now. And so
No.
they are showing these are activities that you can do with your kids. And some of the meals and some of the dishes on there, like I just made one in 2 seconds, because
You
they
did. It was really cute.
I saw a cucumber carved into Yoda. And it was just the ring of Yoda, and you cut off 2 ears. And theirs was with cream cheese, or no, not with cream cheese, with guacamole.
It's not even carved. It was, you know how you cut a
Yeah.
cucumber into circles? You literally just put two circles on top of each other, took a third circle and cut it in half and made two half moons and made those the ears. And the ears
Super
go
easy.
between the two cucumbers.
Yeah.
And then you put cream cheese in the
I put
middle.
cream cheese because I didn't have guacamole handy.
Yeah.
And it was tasty, and it was fun.
It
It
was
made Shannon
good.
laugh. It was great. Now I like cream cheese
Yeah, cream cheese in
and cucumbers.
cucumbers.
Thank you.
Are really good.
They are really, really good.
I don't know why they wouldn't be.
But they have so many other fun ideas. They had potatoes looking
Who?
like porgs. Go through it.
I think the potatoes and pork were the mini potatoes,
Yes.
and then they just took like
They peeled the side off.
they peeled a side off and they put eyes on it
Yeah.
with like something something
I
edible,
glanced at it.
and
I don't
it
have it.
actually looked like porgs.
They
And
look
then
great.
what was the Jabba toast? The
Jabbacado toast. So
Javocado toast.
it was an avocado on a piece of toast, and then they did an outline with the avocado to make the basic shape, and then filled that middle part in his tummy in with hummus, and it was hilarious.
I imagine this tummy is hummus anyway.
Yeah, so I think what we're gonna have to do is make all of these things
And
sometime in
do
the
like
next
a YouTube
future.
video on
Yeah.
a whole day of just Star Wars.
Absolutely.
Nothing, not everything we have to do has to be Star Wars themed. Eating,
And
watching,
we'll
doing.
watch all 9 movies over the course of this. Maybe we
Yeah.
make a meal that goes through which each of the movies.
Little pork
It's a good
potatoes.
idea. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun.
And I have, we've talked about this. Like we've had an inkling, or maybe we're going back for more punishment, but we talked about rewatching those prequels again. We used to
Oh
own them.
God.
We gave them away because I was like, I'm
I gave them
never
away. Yeah.
watching these pieces of garbage again.
I couldn't handle it. As
Yeah.
soon as I rewatched Anakin in the f in like the lava fire scene again, it just looks so bad.
And that's actually one of the more highlights. There's way worse stuff in there
Oh,
in
I
terms of the
know.
acting that was
You
just
mean Jar Jar
painful.
Binks?
Yes. So,
It was
but there
so
was,
bad.
but
Yeah.
there, I remember there's, well, I nearly walked out of that movie the first time, episode 1. I was so excited to see
Is that when
episode 1,
Jar
and
Jar
I,
showed up?
yeah, and I
Okay.
nearly walked out of that movie. I unfortunately stayed, and then I didn't go see those other movies in the theater. It was some time later that I watched them on DVD, and I just couldn't believe it. And I know I've fallen asleep, but that whole era of the Star Wars universe, I don't know a lot about. And of course, my nephews grew up and my nieces grew up in that era, so they actually like those movies. And your mom loves Jar Jar. And so
She
there was a
does.
certain audience that I guess when you grew up with those movies, and same with me, I grew up with the original trilogy, so I love those ones.
I guess they thought that was the cute Ewok moment with Jar Jar, but it's not.
Taking that
Ewoks are sort of
idea,
still kind of loved, but still hated.
at the time,
But
I'm,
I mean, I
yeah.
still adore the Ewoks, even though it's kind of a weird scene-ish kind of. I don't know. But Jar Jar is
It's
way worse.
bringing a teddy bear to life so that we can sell toys,
Yeah.
but it's a little bit more subtle versus Jar Jar was like so dumbed down, so childlike, so annoying.
Yeah.
But that was me at 20 whatever and
Yeah.
hated it. Couldn't set it aside. But anyways, so I've never watched the Clone Wars. I've been told that's great. So there's this whole era that has got this whole expanded universe that's got all these other storylines. So
Yeah.
things that are now getting connected to those newer movies and connected in, I don't know about them. I don't know enough because I've watched those original movies tons of times, and I enjoy J.J. Abrams' movies.
Yeah.
So that gave me what I wanted with those original trilogy, which was the nostalgia factor. I wanted to recapture my childhood, turned to it was bad. So just like those kids today just think those the J.J. Abrams movies and Rian Johnson, they think they're dumb. It's just the same movies over and over again. It's like, no, you don't get it.
Is that like McClunky episodes?
McClunky, what the fuck?
McClunky.
Okay.
It's a bunch of McClunky.
It is a bunch of McClunky. If you don't know what we're talking about, but so the famous scene that turned into Han shot first. So talking cantina in the original series, Greedo does not shoot Han Solo first. We know this.
Mm-hmm.
It changed the dynamic. George Lucas was doing something. He didn't want to make Han a cold-blooded killer. So he made it look like Han shot in self-defense and changed a little bit of the character for me. And I think for a lot of people, that's why the Han shot first thing came around. Now Disney Plus, this is a story back from November, so I don't know. I remember hearing about it, but I didn't go and watch the movies on Disney Plus when it came out because I was all about The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And
we
so
all were.
Now they've monkeyed with that scene again. Someone has. And for some God knows reason, Greedo yells out, McClunky, before getting shot. I don't know what that adds. I don't know what that means.
And it's good that we own the DVDs because that's not in there. But it's funny.
But we've talked about my laziness before is that I would rather sit on the couch and click a couple buttons and watch a movie rather than get off my ass and go to the cupboard and grab a Blu-ray.
Okay, then if they're going to do that, then I read somewhere that someone said, if they're going to do that, they should every year go change it to something different, he says. At least make it a reason for us to go back and watch it over and over again. And go, what's this year's version of his? What is his saying this year?
McClunky.
That's a bunch of McClunky.
I gotta start using that word as my battle cry.
You should, or just say that's a bunch of McClunky.
I like saying malarkey, but that's a bunch of McClunky. I'm gonna say that, and if I ever get back to the office,
I think McClunky might mean oh shit.
Yeah.
Because he knows he's about ready to die, and he says, McClunky, and then he shoots him.
I don't think Greedo was a bad shot, and he was just across the table, the same distance maybe that you and I are now.
Maybe he trained the same way Stormtroopers trained.
Yeah, I think so.
But McClunky, I think, means like, oh shit, or fuck, or something. Because it's right before he got shot, he knew he was going to die at this point. He's like, damn, I missed.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Well, he's...
That's weird news.
Greedo is a character we know nothing about.
You know, so interesting, too, because there's a guy who is in one scene of one movie, yet he's a green toy, and we had to get the green toy, and we knew his name was Greedo.
Yeah.
And we all got him, and I still love Greedo.
We need a baby Greedo.
He's in the movie for freaking 3 minutes.
Would you freak out over baby Greedo?
Oh, yeah.
If they take baby Yoda or the child to daycare and there's a baby Greedo there, if it makes his best friend.
Baby Jabba.
They're all friends everything. Like Muppet babies.
Muppet babies. Totally.
Star Wars babies.
Oh, Star Wars baby. There, somebody's working on
Star
that right
Wars
now.
Star Wars babies. Oh, man. That would be so cute.
That goes with my other idea that I wanted to do, which I'll never do, but I'm going to say it right now so I get credit, is Teen Jesus, TV show about teenage Jesus.
What? Why?
I think it'd be funny. Why not? Why not take that? Hey, Jesus, can you make us some wine? Like it's a high school thing. They're out in the forest or whatever doing their drinking. Teen Jesus? Come on.
He has to succumb to the pressure of drugs.
Yeah, exactly. He makes underage kids wine.
I don't understand why this is the thing in your world. You're not religious.
Not at all. But that's just why have they not tapped into
Are you
going to
watch Teen Jesus?
If I make it and come up with it and make it dark and terrible.
Although you do have a reaction every time you see someone cosplay Jesus at the Comic Cons. You're like, what's up, Jesus?
It's a good character. Jesus is a fictional thing.
Oh, man. Team Jesus.
We've lost some audience.
No, I'm just too excited now for Muppet Babies version of Star Wars babies.
Yeah. Oh, and that only works by taking those beloved characters from, which I don't know if they're going to really use anymore in the Star Wars universe, but I guess they could, because it doesn't have, they've said that that's the end of the Skywalker storyline, but
yeah.
Teen Jabba, Baby Jabba, it's all
well, they
out
kind
there.
Of already did that with the books, the Darth and in
oh, Darth and Sons.
Daughter and Sons. Yeah. They just had to elaborate that on into like a film or, yeah, or TV show.
Well,
it could be a kid's show, but it would be so funny if like Baby Yoda gets dropped off at, or the child at daycare, right, and there's like all the other babies of things.
Baby Wookiee.
Oh, Baby Wookiee.
This works.
This
somebody's
works.
Working on
somebody
this.
Do all baby show.
Somebody is taking this idea and ruining what they've done with Baby Yoda / the child.
Well,
oh, Baby Yoda.
We did think when Muppet Babies came out that it was bizarre, but we all loved it.
Well, that just taps into the whole baby thing. I mean, babies are cute, and Muppet Babies turns out ridiculously cute, so it totally works.
And they're so smart.
Yeah, God, is that anywhere to watch?
I feel like it is.
Because Disney owns Muppets, don't they?
It might be on there. We have to search.
Yeah.
And I feel like you can watch it somewhere, but I'm not 100%. I have to look.
Right.
I know the song by heart.
Would you like to sing it for
no.
me?
No. Okay. I'll sing it if you play the show.
Yeah, I will. So yeah, what was... So one of the things that we did actually do a pre-order for a Star Wars product today.
Yes, the one Star Wars Day thing that
we're
going to do.
The one thing that we ordered, which is the Lego is coming out with a Mandalorian ship.
Mm-hmm. For it's called something.
Mando ship, basically. And it looks really cool.
Yeah, it's called... I just had it up here. Okay, it's called the Razor Crest.
Is that what a ship's called?
Yeah, the Razor Crest.
I'm sure it must have been mentioned in the... We've both watched Mandalorian twice now, but I don't remember hearing that.
But it comes with...
Comes with a lot.
Comes with Baby Yoda.
The child.
The child. I can't stop calling it Baby Yoda.
Because all we know about Yoda
it comes
is
with
he's
the...
one of his kind. We don't know what species he is. So Baby Yoda makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say Baby Yoda.
It comes with a stormtrooper and that robot that we love, the A9. What is it?
The bounty robot.
Yeah, it comes with him. And it comes with...
Carl Weathers.
Yes, Carl Weathers. And, of course, the Mandalorian.
Mando.
It looks really cool.
It needs to come with that... freaking ironwork chick. She was awesome.
Going back to I looked it up though. The cosplayer I was talking about was called the Feathered Heart.
Mm-hmm.
She actually made that costume recently.
No.
Have you
way.
Seen it?
No, I've not seen that.
I will show you right now.
Well, you're looking that up. You've already got that. Holy cow.
She has made
this
it.
This is the way.
And then she, if you go to the Feathered Heart on Instagram.
What's the username?
The Feathered Heart.
The Feathered Heart. We'll link that again. Oh, wow. That looks incredible.
Yeah. And so...
they're on that.
She has done some really cool shit. She's in a Lady Thor as well.
So the Lego thing is about $159 Canadian. So that'll be a little bit cheaper in the States. It was over 1,000 pieces, I think. 1,025.
It is 1,023.
Okay. 1,023. I was close.
Comes with those little red shooters too.
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah.
We were originally wanting to get, there was a Slave One, a Boba Fett ship, around the same price.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all sold out at Toy Trader. So there was three of them there last time. There's been several series of Slave One.
There's like three, I think.
Small.
Well, there's lots.
There's
but
many.
Currently, there's like the last couple of years or a few years, there's been like three.
And I still love it, but
I think I want this more.
Is so great.
I think I want this more.
I do want it more.
Yeah, I like it. But I was quite surprised. We went to go pick up our Steamboat Willie Legos from them.
Mm-hmm.
They had tons of Legos in stock.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the new stuff. And today, they were wiped out completely.
A lot of people doing Legos.
All three Slave Ones were gone.
Yeah.
The Harry Potter mess hall.
Yep.
or whatever it's called, was gone. Even the heads, the black box version of doing the Stormtrooper heads and the Boba Fett, all that was gone.
Yeah.
They had new Wonder Woman movie 1984 Lego, which I was considering, but then I was like, it's a small set. It's not enough for me to get it.
No.
I would want a big set, more pieces. Want?
What would be really cool?
What?
Her shield made out of Lego.
Oh, that would be so fun to build. The shield and the sword. And then you stack it.
You like mount the sword together somehow.
Like what I have on my desk now, a Lego version. Like that. That would be
badass.
Fucking cool.
Get on it, Lego.
Get it, Lego.
Can I see your phone again? Because I really want to see the... So what's the ship called? It has a name.
The Razor Crest.
Razor Crest.
You know, I don't think I've ever known the name of the ship in the movie. Did he ever call it the Laser?
Well, no, that's what or I just said, too. I have no idea. What's fun about you making this is it's going to look like that part when it was all stripped down that the Jawas
But did you see the back opens, too? Let me just pull it back up. The back, you know how his door comes open in the back?
Yeah.
It actually opens up and stuff. You can actually put the child inside
and
stuff.
There's a bed inside where Mando sleeps. It's got his little cubby.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's awesome. I can't say enough about it. I'm excited.
I'm excited. We have to double. We did ask Toy Trader if they were going to get it in, and they wrote our names down. So hopefully we don't have to pre-order it on Lego.ca.
We won't have to. Toy Trader comes
through. It doesn't seem like an exclusive thing.
Always deliver.
Oh, I like how they have the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda sitting in the cockpit together. He's on his lap. This is great. I can't wait for this one.
I mean, hats off to Jon Favreau for A, keeping Baby Yoda quiet, for B, not making him overly cute. Like, he's just somehow managed to keep that right in the sweet spot of darling, badass, and just dialed in to the right level of cuteness, which is not an easy thing to do. Yeah. Just ask George Lucas.
Yeah. I know we already watched The Mandalorian twice, and I already want to watch it again.
And we will watch it right again when I guess it's coming back probably in November.
Maybe.
I guess.
Depending.
I don't know if I've heard if it's been delayed.
Have they already filmed it all?
They were shooting the second season as it was airing.
Are they done shooting is the problem.
So.
Like, they have to be done shooting.
I haven't heard. It hasn't been postponed yet. So hopefully with a bit of luck that they've already filmed it.
Well, it's interesting that a lot of these releases of the child and stuff aren't coming out till like September and stuff. And maybe they're trying to have all that stuff release when it comes back again.
Yeah, I think that's 100% right. Because
which sucks that I'm really disappointed that this ship isn't released tomorrow for May the 4th. I would love to have had it already.
My bank account wouldn't love
to
have it.
No, our bank not at all. Account. Especially since I just bought all these pops.
Yes. There's some Baby Yoda stuff that came out, some Funkos. There is some basic little Yoda, Baby Yoda stuff, Lego stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things. Actually, are the Baby Yoda Lego things, those little characters, are those actually out?
No, those don't come out
all of
yet either.
Pre-order?
It's all pre-order. Okay. That one is July. We did see this one droid today, though. The one that's on the wheel. The single wheel.
Yes. I don't remember what his name is.
Let's see.
I guess that's the trade-off of keeping all of this secret, is keeping that only the production knew about Baby Yoda. Is that none of that stuff leaked. None of it got out. But it just means it takes a year to manufacture all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm totally okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, they have some incredible stuff on Lego.
Because had Baby Yoda leaked prior to that, they would have got just
ripped,
shit kicked out.
Yeah, we would have overreacted and did not know what it was referring to. And I don't know.
It was such a cool reveal. It was such slow build. And just the more and more we got out of Baby Yoda, it was just better and better and better.
Yeah. And I also think there is another thing that is being released this year. The Mandalorian and the Child Brickheads set.
Right, that's what I was referring
to. Yeah, that one's really cute. I already have like Leia and Wonder Woman brickheads. I would probably buy this one just for the fact that it's cute, and it looks like Baby Yoda can come in and out of his little carrier. So that one I'd probably get.
I think it depends on price, and we'll see. Yeah. I mean, those are
he's only going to be $24.99 Canadian. Okay. So yeah, and it's only like 295 pieces. That one I think is going to sell really fast, but it is on pre-order. But I think it said July, I believe. Yeah. But yeah, I need this one. August 1st. That's very soon. I wonder if it'll be delayed.
It's a good chance.
You know what else we pre-ordered? And we pre-ordered it, and we're supposed to get it in January. We never did. Which from Entertainment Earth is the Jaws statue.
Right.
Which is literally a square, like the poster.
Yeah.
Like a
three-dimensional.
A clear square.
Yeah.
That looks, and inside of it is the ocean.
Yeah.
But has the Jaws poster on the front, but also has the girl swimming at the top into a wave.
It's killer.
It's hard to explain without looking it up, but it's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting for this, and it's been delayed 2 or 3 times now.
Right.
And I don't know when it's coming. I think the next date was July.
It just keeps getting pushed back. I guess
I don't know what's happening in the world of plastics when they're whatever they're making this from, but
they're all going.
And this was delayed before the pandemic. It's been
delayed a handful of times.
Yeah. So I don't know. We have that, and the other pre-order. We have one more pre-order. I just remember from the same company, is the child Baby Yoda, the Mattel doll. Oh,
right. Basically a Tickle Me Elmo version of a Baby Yoda.
We have a chance to cancel. It doesn't come out till January or February.
We're not canceling that.
But he's so stupid.
Yeah.
I need him. Because his hand actually goes up and goes.
He does the little force.
Yeah, he does the force.
Oh.
And how there'll be many, many Insta stories of that.
Yeah.
So one day we'll have that whenever they decide to manufacture it and get it out.
That's coming out. Well, I guess could have been delayed too. But that's probably coming out for season 2.
Yeah. And that one we actually physically pre-ordered, so we know we're going to get it when it does come out.
Right.
So tomorrow is Star Wars Day.
Mm-hmm.
We still have to work.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to watch those shitty Star Wars versions.
You want to start with episode 1?
I guess.
I mean, why not?
Yeah. And then cringe.
We had seen, I think, episode 2 during, like, on TV when we were in Seattle. I remember laying in bed at night, and I was just like, oh, awesome. Okay, I'll throw this on. And I remember, it's so funny, because Hayden Christensen, not the best.
Yeah.
I wanna...
Was he big at the time? Was he the one to hire? Like, was he?
No, a bit of an unknown. Like, Lucas wanted that unknown.
Mm.
And remember, because the first movie, and we will rediscover this as the first movie, he was a kid, right? Hayden Christensen was in the second movie as Anakin older.
Yeah.
And what's her name? God damn.
In real Amidala, life?
Queen Amidala.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about in real life.
Yeah, what the actress's name? Oh God, come on now. She was in Garden State. I love her.
We should never do this.
I know, we should totally do that. But she I always thought, looking back, was better than I remember her. It turns out she's not.
But her costumes were amazing, but we talked about this before.
Costumes are amazing. We did talk about that. But I just don't know, like, she's wooden. She's wooden. Like that. Just the emotion is just not there.
But she was really good in Garden State.
Absolutely is great in Garden State, and I think it's gone on to be better. But it's probably not her fault. She was in a warehouse that was just had nothing but green screen around them, and they didn't know what the hell they were doing. And it turns out George Lucas, amazing.
Natalie Portman, by the way.
Thank you. God damn it. great visionary, not the greatest director. And then the storytelling, I think, it suffers a little bit.
But he also directed the original Star Wars.
But he didn't do the other ones. He didn't do the other movies. Like, Empire Strikes Back was my favorite one for the longest time until Rogue One came out. But Anyways, I'm just slamming on George Lucas, but I mean the greatest thing was getting rid of him because he made this wonderful world, but all of these other people have added to it and made it.
But
even
he did
better.
The greatest thing. He came up with Star Wars,
absolutely.
And that's all we needed. He gave us the little bud, and it's bloomed since then, and sometimes died a little, but then bloomed again.
And
so
the work that Kathleen Kennedy has done has been amazing, and the work that Jon Favreau has done is absolutely incredible. I mean, Mandalorian is so strong, is so perfect.
So
and
good.
Star Wars is a serial, a TV series. Oh, that's the better way for storytelling for a Star Wars story.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And I kind of feel like Rogue One and Mandalorian are kind of similar looks and feels. I don't know. They would almost make them work together in a way.
Oh,
but
totally.
I just feel like even though they're like different times, they have the same feel. It's like Favreau had something on that, but he didn't.
But Rogue One, and that's why I'm really excited to watch The Clone Wars, because one of the guys who writes on Mandalorian is the creator of all of that stuff. And so he's helping thread storylines through, and so it's all connected. But I can't remember that
dude's
name.
It's a lot of work to keep that straight.
Oh, yeah. But I think what I've heard is that there's some great storytelling in the Clone Wars stuff and the Star Wars Rebels. I'm not so sure about. But
yeah.
Again, this is this whole gap of something
I know
that I love.
I know
that
the Star Wars Rebels are good and all this stuff. But every time I try to go watch it, it feels too kiddy for me. And then. But I don't know. I have to get him another chance.
And I think, sorry.
Oh, Magnum.
Knocked over Magnum. And I think you're right, because I have this, Anakin Skywalker, episode one. But I don't know it. I don't know Ahsoka that well.
Ahsoka, I do like the Ahsoka character.
Yeah.
And I know I would like it if I go watch it.
And
I don't know.
All I remember about those prequels is I remember really loving Ewan McGregor. So there's things in it that stand out, and the outfits are friggin' spectacular.
Oh,
there's
for
no
sure.
Question. And
for
then
sure.
There's some sequences in those movies that are really, really cool. But then, we're gonna do it, and I'll probably
well,
rant
they kind
again.
Of they kind of did a little bit of a taste, like a little bit of a taste of that in Mandalorian, where those that one episode where they're prisoners, or we had to go get the prisoner out, and he had the same kind of ears.
Oh yeah.
Or not ears, but same kind of horny things.
Right.
Horny. The same horn things, but I'm from understand they're not the same species, but they're similar. They're kind of related. It's like lizards and snakes. They're kind of related.
Right.
But yeah, I'm dropping stuff now.
I love it.
We're surrounded by boxes.
And you were talking too, just before we wrap this up, you mentioned Rogue One, and that's just another great example. So I remember sitting in that movie theater going, wait a second. None of these people are going to make it out because we don't know any of these characters.
Mm-mm.
None of these characters are just like, and still so totally riveted and just watching how it unfolded. And then when they connected it to freaking Star Wars, the original A New Hope and that whole sequence, and Darth Vader shows up and you're just like,
it was so sad. I think I was crying at the end because it was like a love story blooming too. And they had to die together before anything ever started.
Yeah.
And I was just like so horrified, but
he's getting his own TV series.
Oh,
they're taking
okay.
Cassian Andor and his robot and
nice.
K2 whatever.
There's just
really
so many cool
names.
Things
I,
coming
I
out.
I can't take in any new names of Star Wars characters.
No, there's no way for anyone to expect you to know every name.
They can't.
You know their face, you know the character, but to try and remember everyone and
keep
them straight,
they're getting
you're a psychopath if you know every freaking name.
And people do.
No, but unless you physically study Star Wars, there's no freaking way you know everything and remember it. You can take it in and learn it, but then it can go away and you're being fed every day with new information and it just goes away. So
I need a memory.
And this is
update.
this is why we have to go and rewatch every series again.
Yeah.
To remind ourselves of scenes.
And I'll probably just get upset.
Well, that's just like the
but we'll do it.
McClunky thing.
McClunky.
And I was like, well, what did he say in the first one? I can't remember. I just remember his gun coming up or under the table or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's all I remember. I don't remember anything really being said too much. But so now I have to rewatch that scene to see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So I'm excited to watch it tomorrow.
Three movies from now, we'll see it.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And we did watch some of those when my mom was here.
Yeah,
we got her back. We got her back into Star Wars again.
Original series.
Mm-hmm.
All the way up. Solo is still a great movie too.
I still like Solo. I don't care what people say. Solo was good.
Solo was a great heist movie. That's all it is. It's
yeah. Just fun. Just think of it as an independent movie. You can't compare that. I know people are talking about the age, the time frame, and the age and stuff. Just keep it separate as a fun movie. Like that's
yeah. Loved it. Hit the sweet spot for me. I enjoyed it. I
love what's his name is Lando in it.
Yeah, Donald Glover.
He needs his own show to play young Lando.
And that was unrightly, I think that show got or that movie got panned early and people didn't go and see it and it didn't have the hype machine by it. So a lot of people didn't see it. And I've told people that it's great and then they've seen it and they're like, oh yeah, you're right. It is. It's fun. It's just fun. It's just good.
It's just a fun movie. You get a little taste of like younger Chewie.
But
and
I hope that they make more. Like they underperformed. And so there's always danger that they don't do another movie, and it deserves it because it's great.
It'd be interesting. Could they go and do like a young Leia somehow?
They can do whatever.
I mean,
they
would have to find someone that looks similar.
Well, they've already been using her daughter in the other movies, right?
That's true.
During Jedi training in the last Star Wars movie, which they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah,
but I'm excited for whatever comes.
Well, May the 4th. May the 4th be with you, Shannon.
Yeah, and also, you know, I think Disney Plus was, even though this is going to be irrelevant news, Disney Plus was giving a discount on May 4th to subscribe as well.
Oh, how about that?
I think it was like $7 a month or something
instead of what, 8 or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, so then you can go watch it.
If you haven't seen it yet, go get on it. It's great.
Which one? Mandalorian?
All of it.
All of it. All of it. Well,
yeah, watch Mandalorian. Mandalorian is the best Star Wars thing they've ever made.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And then maybe baby Star Wars later.
And Teen Jesus, which I'm
going to No.
Teen Jesus!
I can't even bring myself to watch that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, thanks for listening. Yeah. Give us a rating. Sign up. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
Again, as always, please share those with friends. Please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. We'd love to hear from you. And have a great and safe May the 4th.
Yes.
And until next time,
goodbye, humans. Team McClunky. Boop, 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 boop.
Jesus Christ. That's good.